Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi adha'afa ma hamidahu jami'u khalqihi kama yuhibbuhu wa yardah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatih. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad adada ma fi ilmillah salatan daimatan bidawami mulkillah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad an-nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Maulaya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah. Allahumma ij'alna du'atan ilayka wa ila rasulik. Allahumma faqihna fid din wa 'allimna al-Qur'an al-Hakim. Rabbana zidna ilma. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa man ahsanu qawlan mimman da'a ila Allah wa amila salihan wa qala innani minal muslimin. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ballighu anni walau aya. Hazirin kiram, honorable assembly, there are events and events, there are happenings and there are happenings, gatherings and gatherings, political gatherings, political meetings, assemblies for the purpose of commerce and trade, different types of majalis. But the gathering which is taking place this weekend, inshallah, over the next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this gathering is the biggest thing. It is the greatest event that is taking place in the South America and the Caribbean islands. There's nothing bigger than this, my dear brothers and my dear sisters who are also listening. We must understand the ahmiyat and the importance of this ijtima and this gathering. And we should have the firm haqida that this ijtima is alal haq, upon haq, upon truth. And there is nothing bigger that is going to happen in this weekend in the Caribbean, nothing bigger than this. Just like on the day of Yawmul Adha, there is nothing bigger than the tadhiyah and the sacrifice itself, because it is called Yawmul Adha, the day of sacrifice. Similarly, in these 3 days, there is nothing bigger in the Caribbean nor in the South America that is taking place. It is the biggest event, 3 days. Subhanallah. The women are not left out in this ijtima. They have a big share in this ijtima, because they need to encourage their husbands, their fathers, their sons, their brothers, nephews. They need to encourage them to go out. Go out. Come out of the home. Leave the beds. Leave the wives. They need to encourage them to go out fi sabilillah for 3 days. They need to make dua day and night for the success of this ijtima, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may accept this effort. They need to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give the tawfiq. He may give that ability, that divine courage to the brothers who will be present there to go out from this ijtima to very far places and for very long times. And they will be sharing in the rewards of the ijtima, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are spending thousands of dollars preparation for the ijtima, hundreds of thousands of dollars for the preparation of this ijtima for 3 days. And people are spending thousands of dollars to come to this ijtima from all different parts of the world, from North America, from Canada, from England, from India, from Pakistan, from Panama, from the Caribbean islands, South Africa, subhanAllah. All this effort is being done in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa tabaraka smuhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking. Whenever people meet for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. This is the age of fitna. This is the age of fitnas. This is the age of batil. This is the age of many firqas and many sects in Islam. This is the age where people speak about Islam according to this way and Islam according to that way. Subhanallah. We hope and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may make his qadha and his decision, that he may blow the winds of hidayah and give us true guidance and take us upon ilmun nafi', upon the correct, beneficial, sahih ilm. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may correct our aqidah, our aqaid, our beliefs, and put us on haq and take us away from batil. And he may show us haq as haq and batil as batil, truth as truth and falsehood as falsehood. This brings to mind a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And before we even quote this hadith, remember our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, and before we even go there, we should understand the martaba, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even on the arsh of Allah it is maktub, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. On the arsh of Allah, Adam alayhi salam saw it. It is mentioned about the Rasul alayhi salam, kana nabiyan wa adamu bayn al ma'i wa tin, that his nubuwat was already declared even when Adam was between clay and water. After Allah, the martaba is that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is Sayyidul Kaunain, the prince of both the worlds, the chief of both the worlds. He is Abdullah. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Abdullah, he is Habibullah, the beloved of Allah. But do we really appreciate him? Do we really love him? Is he our mahbub? Is he our beloved? Do we think about him? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can be mu'minun kamil, none of you can be a perfect, complete, true believer, hatta akuna ahabba ilay, until I become more beloved to him. Ahabba ilay, more beloved to him. Min walidihi, than his parents. Wa waladihi, than his children. Wan nasi ajma'in, and the rest of mankind. Wan nasi ajma'in, all of them, the rest of mankind. I have to be more beloved to him than all of them. This is a hadith we have heard time and time again. But you know what? The hakikat and the reality of this hadith, that fahm of it, that nur of the hadith, has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes we hear things, but the nur of the ilm, the nur of the iman, is something that has to be done by Allah. The ilqa of that, the ilham of that, has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we declare to be lovers of Rasulullah, and without love for the Prophet alayhi salam, we will never ever reach Allah. We cannot reach Allah except through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tariqah and his sunanul huda, sunnahs of guidance. Without that, we cannot reach Allah. In the time of Makkah, Rasulullah alayhi salam entered the Haram Sharif. The mushrikeen of Arabia were decorating the 360 idols with the feathers of the ostrich and with the eggs of the ostrich, and decorating these idols. And they used to say that we are the descendants of Ibrahim. We follow the millat of Ibrahim. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma hadhihi millatu Ibrahim allati tad'unaha. This is not the millat of Ibrahim which you people claim to follow. This is not the way. What are you doing? Their reply was that we do not love these idols. We do not really have these idols in our hearts. We do all of this liyukarribuna ila Allahi zulfa, except that they would bring us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closer. Ma na'budu hadhi al-asnam, we do not worship these idols. Illa liyukarribuna ila Allahi zulfa, except that they will take us closer to Allah. Foolishness. Qata'un fahish, galat, wrong. The Rasul alayhi salam corrected them. And the Yahud and the Nasara used to say, we are the beloved of Allah. Ahlul Kitab, Al-Yahud wa Nasara. They used to say, Nahnu ahibba'ullah wa abna'uhu, that we are the beloved of Allah and we are the children of Allah. And the mushrikeen are saying, we are the beloved of Allah too, and we are following the millat of Ibrahim. And in our age and in our time, people are saying the same thing. The Yahud and Nasara, they are saying the same thing. Different madhahib, they are saying the same thing, that we are the way and we are the truth and we are the light and we are the guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a stop to this way back over 1400 years ago when he revealed the ayat of the Holy Quran. Call, tell them, tell the people of Makkah, tell the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, the Jews and the Christians, tell the whole world, and oh, Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That blessed Ummat to whom the Quran has been sent down. You also tell the whole world, proclaim it to the whole alam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. That if you people really claim to love Allah, you want qurb, qurbi ilahi, taqarrub ilallah. You people want closeness to Allah. You people claim that you love Allah, that you are ahibba'ullah wa abna'uhu, the beloved of Allah and the sons of Allah. Tell the whole world, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow me. Follow me, follow my example. O Prophet, tell them. And let your followers and your companions and your ummahs proclaim the same message. That there is no way to Allah except through His Habib, Al-Mustafa, Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq, Al-Masduq, Rahmatul Lil-Alameen, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fattabiuni, follow me. Follow my sunnas, my sunan. Be like me. Everything that you do, let it be in the tariqah, the manner and the method, according to the shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do that. When you do that, yuhbibkumullah. When you follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from head to toe, when you decorate your homes with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhbibkumullah, Allah is going to love you. Just as Halima alayha rahma, when she embraced Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a young child, and she took him to her bosom, she took him in her care, her lame camel became the swiftest. There was barakah in her house. The goat started to give more milk. There was nur, there was light, there was barakah. She embraced the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, if we embrace the Prophet alayhi salam, bring him close to our chest, his sunan, his sunnas, his way of life, we follow him, do his ittiba, then inshallah barakah will come back in our homes. I have once heard Sheikh Ahmad Lat, Damat Barakatum, from India, Nizamuddin, saying that today people are decorating everything. People decorate cars. They decorate the cars. Some of them decorate it too much. They are extravagant in decorating the cars. You can't even touch it. You can't even lean on it. People are decorating their homes. They even decorate the toilets. Even decorate the bathrooms. But who is decorating himself with iman and with the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam taught us, Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman. Oh Allah, decorate us with the beauty of iman. Waj'alna hudatan muhtadin. And make us guides and rightly guided people. Everybody is decorating, designing. Who is decorating his home with the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Decorating his heart with the zinat and the beauty of al-iman. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman. Waj'alna hudatan muhtadin. Qul, tell them, kahdiji, say to the whole world, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim to love Allah, fattabiuni, then follow me, yuhbibkumullah, Allah will love you. And what happens when Allah loves a person? Ah, subhanallah, he becomes mahbubullah, habibullah, he becomes amongst the awliyaullah, the favorites of Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that inna lillahi minan nasi ahlina, inna lillahi minan nasi ahlina, that from amongst the people, amongst mankind, there are those who are belonging to the household of Allah. Amongst the people, there are those who are the favorites of Allah. Qalu, the Sahaba said, man hum ya Rasulullah? Who are these people? Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlul Quran. Oh, people of the Quran. People who are devoted to the Quran, learning it, teaching it, understanding it, doing tabligh of it, doing da'wat of it, carrying the message of the Holy Quran to the four corners of the world. People connected to the Quran, Ahlul Quran. Hum Ahlullah wa qasatuhu. They are belonging to the household of Allah. And they are the favorites of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Kana kulukuhu al-Quran. The Prophet's character was that of Quran. He was a walking Quran. Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah. They tie in hand. Quran and Sunnah. Follow me, the Prophet alayhi salam is ordered to tell the people, Yuhbibkumullah, Allah will love you. You will become his favorites. You'll become amongst his awliya, his friends. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant of his, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا Nada Jibreela. He calls out to Jibreel. Inna Allaha yuhibbu fulanan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so person. Fa ahibbahu. O Jibreel, you love him also. Because I love him, I want you to love him. Fa yuhibbuhu Jibreel. Jibreel begins to love that person. Allahu Akbar. Then Fayunadi Jibreel. Then Jibreel alayhi salam announces, Fayunadi Jibreelu Ahla Sama, the inmates of the heavens. He makes an announcement to the angels of the heavens. Inna Allaha yuhibbu fulanan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so person. Fahibbuhu. So you also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. The inmates of the heavens begin to love that person. They begin to love that person. The love starts from Allah, then to Jibreel, then to the Malaika. حَتَّى يُضَعَ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, until acceptance is placed for him on the earth. That the creatures of the earth begin to love him. The people begin to love him. They begin to show him respect, give him izzat, give him honor. Even the animals in the jungle and the fishes in the ocean begin to love him. Hatta yudha lahu al-qabul fil ard. But how do we get that love? How do we get that? Fattabi'uni, it is by following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhbibkumullah. Allah is going to love you. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Allah is going to forgive you for your sins. The sins that we commit day and night. Sirran wa jahran. Quietly and openly. And who is without a sin? Sayyidul Kaunain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu bani Adam qata'un. Every one of the children of Adam makes mistakes. Wa qayrul qata'in at-tawwabun. But the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent and do tawbah to Allah. Allah is going to forgive you for your sins. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. And Allah is al-ghafur, the one who forgives in a big way. This is ismul mubalagha. Allah is rahim, most merciful. So loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hubbur rasul min al-iman, is part of iman. And we must love him more than our parents, our children, and the rest of mankind. Allah and his Rasul should become more beloved to us than anything else. Man kana Allah wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhim mimma siwahuma, which is part of the alamat of iman, which is when we get certain qualities, we taste the sweetness of iman. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is the outward appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when you love somebody, you begin to love everything about the person. You want to walk like him. You want to talk like him. You want to dress like him. You want to eat like him. You want to sleep like him. You want to move about in the land like him. Conduct business like him. Be truthful like him. He is in your thoughts. You go to sleep at night, you love somebody, then that person is in your thoughts. You think about him. You think about Sayyidul Kaunain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you love somebody, then you will love his mission and you will love his work. And the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that of ta'aleem and da'wah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama bu'istu mu'alliman. I have only been sent as a teacher, as a mu'allim. The status of teachers, mu'allim, mu'allimul qair, teachers of goodness. Rasul alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mu'allim, as a teacher. He was sent as a da'i, as an inviter. The scholars of the Holy Quran have mentioned that the mawdu, the theme of the Holy Quran, the subject matter of the Holy Quran, the mawzu of the Quran is that of da'wah. Da'wah. So if we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will take up his mission. And if we understand the fikr of the Prophet alayhi salam and his hukum and command when he said, balligo anni, convey to others what you hear from me, walau ayah, even though it may be one ayah. In Hajjatul Wada, the last farewell Hajj, he said, "Ala fal yuballigh ash-shahid minkumul ghaiba." Those who are present should take the message to those who are absent. If we get the hakikat and the nur and the reality of this, we would know that the Prophet alayhi salam, this was his love. It was his concern. It was his fikr. And if you love somebody, then you will inherit and you will bring within you that concern and that love and that mission of the person that he had to do, especially when it was entrusted to us and given to us by both Allah and his Rasul. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'roof وَتَنْهَوْنَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah and his role, both of them gave us this job to continue this mission. Subhanallah. In response to this, there are many people who are responding to this. There are many good works that are going on in the land today. Many good works in the name of Islam. The son of Maulana Zakaria, Hazrat Maulana Sheikh al-Hadith Maulana Zakaria, Nawwarallahu marqadahu wa naf'ana bi'ulumihi, ameen. Such a Sheikh al-Hadith, such a waliullah min awliya'illah, Such a person who was sahibu sharia was sahibu tariqa. Subhanallah. Arif billah. Marifat. Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakaria, one of the greatest muhaddiseen of our time. His son, Hazrat Maulana Talha, Damat Barakatum, has mentioned that there are many good works that are going on in the land today in the name of Islam. Amongst these good works, four of them stand out, and these four works are certainly upon haqq, and we must give nusrat to these four branches and to these four shobas. Who is saying this? Maulana Talha, the blessed son of Maulana Zakaria, Sheikh al-Hadith, rahimahullah. One, the dawah, the tabligh, the effort, the kuruj fi sabilillah, it is haqq. He says, Maulana Talha says, support it. Do not oppose it. You may not be full time in it because of different shobas, but spend time in it also. It is haqq. Many good works are going on in the land today, but four of them are outstanding, and he says be part of it. And one is the dawah, the jamaats that roam about fi sabilillah, the jamaats that go about in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, resembling the sahaba, being sponsored by no one, with their own maal and their own wealth and their own nafs, anfus, striving in the path of Allah, al-quruj. He says, support it, do not oppose it. The second one, he says, it is that about tazkiyah, about the kankas, the mashayikh, the ahlullah, the awliyaullah, ahlul qulub, people of the heart, the kankas, where the zikr, the tazkiyah, the mujahada upon the nafs, and that tarbiyat is done, support the kankas, zikr. Next is about ta'lim and ta'allum, the madaris, the madrasas, the madrasa system, it is haqq. Support it and be part of it. And the fourth one, he doesn't really speak about it too much in the open, but our fourth one, it is supporting and helping warriors of haqq and warriors of truth. That is also haqq, known sometimes as the sixth pillar of Islam. These words are coming from Maulana Talha. Many outstanding works, but these four stand out in this age and in this time. Be part of it. And you know what? There is a season and there is a time for everything. The season and the time now is the time for ijtima. It is the time for movement for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mutawasil al-ahzan. The sahaba, they mentioned this about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was always in grief. Mutawasil al-ahzan, huzn ba'da huznin, huznun ba'da huznin. He would smile very often. The Prophet alayhi salam would smile very often, but in his chest was a grief for the whole ummah. There was a worry and a concern for the whole ummah, despite all those smiles. Kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mutawasil al-ahzan. He was continuously in grief for the ummah, a worry for the ummah. So do we love Rasulullah? We have heard the hadith about the Prophet becoming more beloved to us. But what about the sunnahs that are internal? The khuluq of the Prophet. One is the khalq of the Prophet, that we try to resemble his khalq, his exterior. What about his khuluq, his interior? His grief, his fikr, his heart. Allahu Akbar. many years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith of Bukhari Sharif, he performed Salatul Janazah for the warriors who had died in the Battle of Uhud. He remembered them, performed Salat, made dua for them. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif. It was his practice to go to Jannatul Baqi. He would go and make dua for the Amwat, and he would make dua for the Ahya. He would move around and toss and turn in his bed because of fikr for the Ummah. So many ayats of the Holy Quran came down, tasliyatan li Habibillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to console him. Subhanallah. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسَكَ. Ayat Suratul Kaf came down. The Prophet is grieved, he is worried. He is concerned about the Ummah. He is concerned about mankind. Because he is full of love. He is rahmatul lil alamin, full of rahmat and mercy for all the worlds. He's grieving. He wants people to come towards the rahmat of Allah. He wants no one to suffer. He doesn't want to see anyone burn in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Ayat of consolation came down. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسَكَ. Perhaps you are going to kill yourself. يَعْنِ قَاتِلٌ نَفْسَكَ مُحْلِكٌ نَفْسَكَ. Perhaps you are going to destroy yourself. عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ. Over these people. Ala atharim, over them. Fala'allaka baqiyun nafsaka ala atharihim illam yu'minu bihadal hadithi asafa. If they do not believe in this hadith, if they do not believe in this kalam, if they do not believe in this wahi and revelation, if they do not accept Islam, you are going to kill yourself over them out of grief and worry. Allah is consoling him. Some people just prefer the dunya. Inna ja'alna ma 'alal ardi zinatan laha. We have made whatever is upon the earth as a beauty for the earth, a temptation. Inna ja'alna ma 'alal ardi zinatan laha. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to test them and see which will be best in deeds. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. And we are going to make whatever is upon this earth, all the beauty, the glitter and the glamour that was there, all the beauty, glitter and glamour that was there, we are going to erase that. And the earth will become صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا, dry, dust. Everything will perish. Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling the Prophet. Brothers and sisters, this is not just for brothers but even the sisters. If we love somebody, then that person's fikr and that person's concern will be our fikr and our concern also. And whenever our heart starts to bleed and grieve for the mankind, then that heart, that qalb, is beginning to resemble the athar, blessed qalb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then a person will want to strive in the path of Allah. He'll want to go out. There is a time for everything. There's a time for madrasa, a time for dars and tadris. There's a time for the kanka, a time for zikr and ma'mulat. There's a time for al-qital wal jihad fi sabilillah. There's a time for al-kuruj wal da'wa wal tabligh lillahi azza wa jal. These 3 days, this is the time that we must make effort to go out. All able-bodied men should try to make effort to go out to the ijtima. What about the homes? Will the homes be unprotected? Whenever a person is in the path of Allah, his house is more protected than when he is in the house. Subhanallah. When a person leaves and goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his home. He will take care of his house, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Akbar. Allah is Qadir. Allah is Muqtadir. Allah is Qahhar. Allah is Hafiz. Don't think that when we stay home, our houses are more protected. No, Allah will put forth angels to guard the house. We should all make an effort to go out for these 3 days. And you know what? As Maulana Talha said, that these four acts, these four shobas are outstanding in the world today, and they are upon haq, and we should support every one of them. But if we want that extra little bonus and that extra little plus, we have to do a little kuruj. Sometimes you have to go out. That going out. And Allah Himself has mentioned in the Holy Quran. You see, there is a difference amongst people. And Allah Himself has mentioned, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنون غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله. That those believers who sit at home, they remain at home. They are good people. They are doing their amals, ibadat, zikr. They remain at home. But Allah is saying that those people who sit at home, those believers, and he used the word mu'minun, have no doubt about it. They are not munafiqun, ma'azallah. They are not fasiqun. Allah said mu'minun. They are believers. Jannat is theirs, inshallah. Because Allah says later on in the ayat, he has promised all of them Jannah. But we're talking about a little difference. We're talking about the cutting edge. Allah says that those believers, mu'minun, who sit at home and who are not excusable, they are not blind, lame, incapacitated, handicapped. They don't have a good excuse, but they remain at home. Allah says they are not equal to the mujahiduna fi sabilillah. To those who go out in the path of Allah, they are not equal. Not equal. Allah says so. Sadaqallah. Sadaqallah. So there's a time to stay home. There is a time to be in the conqueror. There's a time for zikr and tazkiyah. And there's a time also to go out. This doesn't happen every week or every month. This is a big ijtima. This is a big ijtima that's happening here, and people are coming from all different parts of the world. And we, the Caribbean people, we are the host of this ijtima. The Caribbean people, especially the Trinidadian brothers, they are the host of this ijtima. When people can come from so far, and we are in Trinidad, why can't we go? And my dear brothers, just to be part of that ijtima is indeed blessed. Allah's tawajjuh, subhanallah, Allah's rahmat, inshallah, Allah's rida will fall upon that ijtima. And we should try to aim for 3 days, that is moving with bags and moving with our beddings, to try to stay there. Because, I mean, those who go and come, alhamdulillah. Somebody can't stay, they go and come, alhamdulillah, ghanimat, it's still good. But the maximum benefit will come by remaining for the full 3 days and being part of the programs in the night, Amalul Layl, to be getting up early for the Fajr, to be there for the Fajr Bayan, for the Mashura, for the Fikr, for the little programs that will take place during the day, special talks, Nasihat. Our Akabir are already here, our elders. And very few they are in the world today. They are leaving one by one. Mautul alim, mautul alam. Death of an alim is like the death of a whole nation and a whole continent. And we should make niyyah to spend these 3 days until the final dua. You know, to make all this effort and not be part of that final dua, It's like you do all the work and then time to get paid now, you just leave it or you don't come for it. All the construction of the tents and the passage that we have, that path that we have traversed, and the airfares for all these tickets, and all the effort and the monies that were spent, and the ta'aleem and the ta'allum and the bayans and the zikr and working hard, the last dua, it is begging from Allah. That last dua of the ijtima is like the cream of the milk. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is, that 3 days, everything doesn't come to an end, because now it's time for going out. It's a continuation, but that phase comes to an end and the dua is made, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his rahmat like rain in abundance, inshallah. We have to be part for that dua. So let's make intention, inshallah, to go down and spend the 3 days until the final last dua, inshallah. If somebody can't make that and they have to go and come, then fabiha, then so be it. And we should also make niyyah that from the ijtima to spend some time to go out in the path of Allah. We must not become one-sided people. This is the problem in Islam today. We must not just be one-track people. That listen, I am in madrasa, I am doing darus and tadris, I am muhaddis, I am faqih, that's my... Or I am in khanqa, I am doing zikr, tazkiyah. Or I am a mujahid fi sabilillah, I am a muballigh. No, we have to support, especially these four works, we have to support them. These are four works of haqq and four works of truth, and we have to be part of each of them and support each one. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq to go down there, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choices, mercies upon all those who are going to be present, all those who will take part, and give us the tawfiq to remain to the end of the ijtima and to take part in that final one. Even those who cannot come, may Allah even accept those also. May Allah accept everybody, and may Allah blow the wind.